This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 7:39. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris with Tan Chung Han and Kusu Chuang. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, guys, President Donald Trump will sign an executive order this Friday to water down the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial regulatory framework. Now, if you remember, that was the framework that was put into place in response to the financial crisis.
Well, yeah, he has actually signed the executive order. You can find that on the White House website, thewhitehouse.gov. I guess that was a shameless plug for the White House right there. Essentially, you know, once you've got word on the street and on Wall Street specifically that Donald Trump plans to roll back these kind of regulations that have been accused of curtailing the banking industry over there, you know, automatically it then raised concerns as well, because look, the Dodd-Frank regulation that was initially set up to basically curtail the kind of unbridled greed that led to the 08-09 financial crisis. So, you know, now notions of too big to fail, or the wild west of the banking system over there, will we see a return to that? I think that's the question and the concern moving forward here.
I think what Trump does nowadays gets a lot of press, and sometimes maybe perhaps a little bit extremely, because when you analyze Dodd-Frank, it was put in place in 2010 to, exactly as you say, Han, to dial back greed among banks. But how effective has it been? You know, have bank profits suffered? Have bankers made less money? I would disagree, probably no, right?
But I mean, Chuang, I think it's more about the signal, don't you think?
Correct.
I mean, yeah, granted, Dodd-Frank has not been the most effective in curbing those, what we saw, the situation we saw before the financial crisis. But just the signal that Donald Trump is trying to roll back this regulation, I think really is, really more positive for Wall Street than anyone else.
What Trump does today is very much in keeping with his pre-presidential campaign promises, which is to reinstate America in terms of economic activity and put his country first. And when you analyze it, when you talk to even local bankers here, you know what Dodd-Frank has done? It set in motion a whole bunch of measures which applied a lot of regulatory controls on how banks perform their business. Compliance costs have gone up. A lot of resources have been put into compliance measures. And banks might say nowadays, we spend so much time and money on compliance that we don't have much time for anything else. And if you look at it, how effective was Dodd-Frank in reinvigorating American growth,
right,
in reinvigorating global economic growth? Mm-hmm. Not much, really. But while at the same time, bankers still made a lot of money.
And just to give you a number that you can latch onto, those compliance costs that Chuang just mentioned, according to the Federal Financial Analytics, it's about $70 billion. That's for the U.S. banking sector. So these kind of regulations, you wonder about the opportunity cost, right? That $70 billion, could have been used, for other activities or basically lending. And who knows, perhaps the U.S. economic recovery could have been facilitated by that extra, $70 billion is a drop in a bucket, but still, it's something, okay?
It's a lot of money.
A drop in a bucket
considering the U.S.
economy,
yeah. It was like a trillion, whatever, yeah. So what's $70 billion? But still, you've got to wonder about the opportunity cost. So likewise, you also wonder about the opportunity cost for these kind of regulations, right? Because, on one hand, yes, you do want to keep Wall Street in check, but, like Chuang has mentioned, looks like President Trump is a man of his word. He is rolling out, or rather deregulating the U.S. banking industry so that his friends, that's not me saying, he himself said, so that his friends can go about borrowing money now.
Well, I think there's partly a grain of truth in it. And I just want to reference something that Jack Ma said recently, or not so recently, I think the World Economic Forum. He mentioned that America's troubles didn't really come from cheap competitors. It didn't really come from anything else. But it came from two things, right? America's addiction, I think, to military conflagration, and its addiction to Wall Street and its largesse. These two things, which basically cut America's growth off at the knees. So although Dodd-Frank and legislation and compliance and controls notwithstanding, there has got to be a better way of redistributing wealth in the American economy. And I think that, Jack Ma's got a very good point there.
Yeah, and also speaking about, you know, redistributing wealth and making sure this trickle-down economics, you know, all these kind of theories really work, I do also make note that in the executive order, one of the core principles, that's what Trump's administration calls it, one of his core principles is to, and I quote, prevent taxpayer-funded bailouts. So, you know, hopefully the idea here is that, you know, while they look to roll back these kind of regulations on the banking industry, at the same time, hopefully they will preserve the intention of Dodd-Frank as a whole, that is to, you know, make sure that your average Joe on the street, those guys on Main Street, you know, are not having to pay out to, you know, once again bail out these banks for their unbridled greed. Yeah.
But what according to the Wall Street Journal again, the six biggest US banks could potentially return $100 billion in capital to investors over time through dividends and share buybacks if Trump's administration succeeds in this rollback of the Dodd-Frank or looser banking regulations. Now, explain to me how that is trickle-down economics.
Because
that's just, you know, giving dividends and share buybacks. It's giving more money to the rich, to those who can afford to invest.
Absolutely. And it just goes back to the whole grain of, you know, the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. You know, to which I would reply to the Wall Street Journal, who benefits? Mm. It's the shareholders, it's the big foreign funds, it's the big hedge funds, and it's the big stockholders. It's not the common, you know, ordinary Joe, you know, from the American Midwest that's been rendered obsolete by the last 20 years of globalization.
But it's these business leaders and these captains of industries, these shareholders who have the capital and the network to then create these jobs. So, you know, if you do apply trickle-down economics, then it's $100 billion more in these guys' pockets, again, who have the ability, the enterprise to hopefully create more jobs. Hopefully, lah. Hopefully,
you're optimist, lah.
I'm just, you know, balancing out the argument here, lah. But yeah, so I mean, so that'd be the idea. Be it cutting down the $70 billion in compliance costs or the $100 billion back to shareholders. You know, the idea is to hopefully get banks back into the business of lending out more money, improving the liquidity, and you know,
what America needs to do is to make love, not war.
Basically. Okay, there
that's
you
what they
go.
Need to do, and they'll have a lot more money in their coffers.
Do we have Kumbaya on our playlist? I think it'll be a great. Okay.
Got a tree I can hug.
All right, it's 7:46 right now. We'll be back with more local business news after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.